T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I said something about the Nets and the Islanders that turned out to be so not true, but it's the way I felt about them, that could their seasons really end with a whimper, considering everything they accomplished and how much fight both of these franchises showed in different ways? And I was wrong, because both of their seasons ended with just whimpers. And that doesn't take away what was accomplished, but in the immediate aftermath of it, it's incredibly disappointing, more so with the Islanders, because as you have said before, and you're right, when it comes to the NHL playoffs, you never know.
Anybody could win.
And when they swept the Pittsburgh Penguins the way they did and responded to every goal the Penguins scored in that series, and score many, but they were down 1-0 in game 2, 3, 4, and basically Jordan Eberle would respond every time. To see them lose 4 straight, they actually had an early nothing lead in game 4 on Friday night. Barzell put one through. But to see them go out the way they did is incredibly disappointing.
I thought the turning point to this series was the game one, with the goal they disallowed and called a penalty on whoever that was. And I thought it changed everything to me.
Felt that way.
That changed the entire series. It really did. And I understand it was only game one, but I really felt that way. And watching Friday night, I mean, you know, once they fell behind 4-1.
It was done.
It was over.
It was over.
It had no shot to come back.
It's so easy, and it's true, but it's easy to look back, and we all do it, at a moment and say that's where it turned. In that moment, you hope it's not true. The Nets-Sixers series turned on Joel Embiid hammering Jared Allen in game 2.
Yeah, right.
The Islanders series turned on that disallowed goal, which turned into a penalty.
Yep.
You're right. Now, Lou's got some big questions to answer, and it starts with the goalie. It starts with Robin Leonard and Anders Lee, too. But do you reward Leonard with a long-term contract? Remember, they got him on a great deal. It was a one-year deal for not a lot of money. Do you buy what you saw this year? His life has turned around. Maybe his career has turned around. And do you lock him up long-term? And obviously, decision about the captain as well. So overall, you know, once we get a few weeks out, I think you could look back and say, what a great year, what a great accomplishment. But in the moment, it's disappointing.
Well, it's more disappointing because, you know, you had the big sweep at the Penguins, and then you get swept.
Yeah.
You know, to a team that, you know, you felt wasn't as good as the Penguins as well. But it just goes to show that this is what happens in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
No doubt. As far as the basketball, I thought was great over the weekend.
I watched the Sixer game yesterday. I had a lot of interest in that game. I think it's a sexy series. And you're 100% right about Kawhi Leonard. I mean, he was on me. He willed them to that win, in my mind. There's no doubt. They don't win that game without Kawhi Leonard. No shot.
If Masai doesn't make that trade for Kawhi Leonard, who is a true superstar in this league, with all due respect to DeMar DeRozan, he's not. He's a very nice player.
No.
And you see the guys around you, how you don't know what you're getting from Kyle Lowry day to day. You saw how Siakam played, but he was clearly not 100%.
He was hurt yesterday.
If Kawhi Leonard's not there, Joe, they're getting swept.
There's no doubt about it.
And they may have lost the Orlando series, as crazy as that sounds.
Well, Leonard's been on. And he made every big shot he had to make, and the biggest shot of the game with Embiid basically running out at him, hitting that 3.
Yep.
I didn't think the shot clock was winding down. It put him up 4. That was it. You knew they were winning right there.
He's at an epic run right now, dating back to the end of the Orlando series to the beginning of this series. He has put together one of the great runs you'll ever see. And, like, everything about this guy, from his time in San Antonio to his pending free agency to even this run now, it's always so quiet and understated. He doesn't get the attention that every other superstar gets. There's more attention being paid to the fact that Steph Curry completely disappeared in the fourth quarter.
He missed that layup, that gimme that he had.
Well, the game was over at that point.
I understand.
You're talking about the missed dunk?
He didn't even try to dunk it. It was a layup.
Yeah, I guess. That was the exclamation point on his horribleness.
Right.
But yes, at that point it was over. But yeah, that was bad. And so everything about Kawhi is understated. Think about his free agency. Kawhi Leonard's an elite player. Kawhi Leonard versus Kevin Durant is a debate.
Sure.
And it's probably edged Kawhi because he's 3 years younger, to be honest. I mean, I've always said to you I'd prefer Kawhi Leonard over Kevin Durant.
You also have the group around him that Durant has.
Oh, no.
That's for sure.
Not quite.
I mean, and I know you're talking about Toronto with more depth, but when I look at those two teams. I mean, Philly to me is so much superior. The guys they got as opposed to what Toronto has, and that makes it even more impressive of what Leonard's doing.
Well, to your point, here's what's happened. The Raptors' depth has been non-existent. They've done nothing. Their bench has done nothing.
Right.
Fred Van Fleet, where's he been?
Yeah, well.
Serge Ibaka was better in this past game.
He didn't do much in this game, though. Because Gasol had a decent game. You didn't get really anything from Siakam. He's banged up, I understand
OG
that.
OG Anobi has been out, which hurts. So, I mean, they had depth, but they haven't played with it. No, you're right about that. And Philadelphia is the more talented team. You're right.
No doubt.
But when
Embiid's banged up, too. He was not healthy yesterday.
You don't want enough of this,
but
though.
He's so up and down. One day he's healthy, one day he's not.
When Joel Embiid is healthy and he plays, he's great, but it's every other day with him. We don't know what we're getting at him. And you needed other guys to step up.
Well, Jimmy Butler had a big game yesterday. He tried to basically win that game on his own because he didn't get much from anybody else.
Right. Tobias had a horrible night shooting the basketball.
Where was Ben Simmons yesterday? Did he even play? He didn't do anything in this game. It was really Jimmy Butler. You got a little bit from Embiid. What else did you get? Ennis played a good game for them yesterday.
Yes.
He did.
No question.
But that was it.
Yeah, and Kawhi willed him to victory.
He did.
And now we got a series tied up at 2-2. Should have had
40. He missed two free throws late in the game.
Yeah, it's true. The Portland-Denver series is just epic. I mean, what we saw in Game 3 on Friday night, if anybody stayed up for this, was historic. And as the game kept going on, I was thinking, have we ever had a 4-OT postseason game? And the answer is, in 1953.
That was
the only other time we had a 4-OT postseason game. And Jokic, and he was clearly out of breath, had a chance to tie it. And he missed the first of two free throws. And then Portland was able to hold on and win 140-137. Mm. But to Denver's credit, they're able to respond.
Bounce back.
And win the following game. But the star of that game three, C.J. McCollum, had just a historical postseason performance. First of all, whenever you go over 60 minutes in minutes played, that's epic in its own right. But how many big shots did he hit? And obviously Rodney Hood was the one. He was the freshest guy out there. He's the one who hit the game winner. But just a great game between Denver and Portland. But give the Nuggets credit. On the road after losing a 4-OT game, for them to bounce back, Jokic with a triple-double. Mm-hmm. Jamal Murray was excellent in this game. And this has the makings, at least. It feels like a seven-game series.
Well, I think both of those series are going seven. That one and the Toronto series is going to be a seven-game series. I'd be surprised. How about tonight? The Celtics, who lost at home, give Milwaukee credit. They beat them in Boston. You think the Celtics tie it tonight?
Well, you know how I feel. I think the Bucks are going to win in five. I didn't change after game one. I still feel that way.
I'd be surprised if they lost tonight.
No, I know. And I think that what we saw—
Boston, I'm talking about.
What was that?
I'd be surprised if the Celtics lost.
Listen, you've been on that it's going to be a long series.
Yeah.
I got you. We'll see if it ends up happening.
Right.
I think that when Chris Middleton is performing the way he's performing, and he had a very good game three, obviously Giannis is Giannis. And I thought Al Horford did a fine job on him in game one, but he's almost impossible to defend. And he's almost impossible to slow down. I think the Bucks are just an incredibly talented team. Jason Tatum was a lot better, which was good for Boston. But we'll see. I mean, this was a 1-0 series with Boston up, and they had a chance at halftime. It was a close game, and everything changed with that just ridiculous third-quarter run. Does that sound familiar? That's how I think this is going. I think it's going the exact same way. And sure, the Celtics are better than the Nets. Well, guess what? The Bucks are better than the Sixers.
Yeah.
Milwaukee in five, but we'll see.
All right. We shall see. Well, how about the other series? How about the Warriors?
Oh, they're going to win.
No, I know.
Any doubt?
You think Houston ties it up, though?
I don't know how it plays out. But I just have a tough time believing that James Harden and crew are going to be able to win a game on the road. They took advantage. Now, Kevin Durant is superhuman, and he's playing at an incredibly high level. But they took advantage of Steph Curry being dreadful, which happens, and the Warriors are good enough to overcome because they've got Kevin Durant
the guys they got.
And Klay Thompson.
Right.
But they were not able to overcome it in game three. He was awful. And, you know, he should be the happiest guy that Kevin Durant walked through that door. And it's fascinating to think about what the Warriors would be if Durant didn't walk through the door because they came off that 70-plus win year. Sure, they blew a 3-1 lead. We know how it happened. Draymond Green was stupid and got suspended. It's fascinating to think what the last 3 years in the NBA would have looked like if Durant wasn't there.
Yeah. No, you're right. He's the best player on the team. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, I don't think
it's not even debatable.
Yeah, no one's debating that.
No.
But I thought it was great to see superstars play like superstars. Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant, even James Harden, and on days in which he's feeling okay, Joel Embiid. Mm. But that's his biggest problem.
Right, right. When is that game five?
Which game five?
Toronto.
That would be tomorrow
Wednesday?
Night, I think.
Friday? You never know.
Oh, no, that would be tomorrow night.
It is tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock in Toronto, and the Portland-Denver game follows it. So you've got a couple of big game fives back-to-back.
Right.
Tonight's Milwaukee-Boston, Golden State-Houston.
Right, right.
So we'll see where it goes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.